Real Talk Radio. That's what this radio transmission has always been about. It's really the original name of this radio show. It's also been called the Final Edition. Yeah, when I would do the last live show at a local station. Okay, we got Mark Dice with us, Resistance Manifesto. We're going to have him back on. Get it at markdice.com. I want to shift into 9/11. Burmese, what do you think of Mr. Corsi, and what do you think, Mark Dice, of what we just heard with him? It's throwing me under the bus.
Oh, he's definitely throwing you under the bus a wee bit, but also, you know, I think Combs is throwing you under the bus. He also was contacted by you, has been on the show, and, you know, he's the little Democratic cheerleader there, their little psyop on that end of the spectrum, and he just loves to use you to discredit people when, in fact, Corsi a couple times just tried to say, look, I'm looking at the physicist evidence. And, of course, he did have to backpedal and say, maybe there were some unanswered questions, but I'm saying that, you know, there's no way that the government helped cause 9/11.
By the way, Corsi says his publisher will, quote, not let him come on the show, and yeah, he's under contract.
Well, I mean, you got snubbed on Geraldo the other day, another Fox News.
Yeah, they drove me down there, had me sit there. Why? That's why I've always refused to fly there. They're always trying to get me to fly to New York like it's some Murdoch joke. And the last guy I sent up there, the plane almost crashed. It was like dropping 2,000 feet in thunderstorms and... I'm sure that's a coincidence. Probably
of course
was.
It is, yeah.
You probably got some New World Order person down there in the witch's hat and the thing like, ah, Saruman, I'll get you, Jones. Anyways, it's crazy. Mark Dice, final comments.
I want to announce, and I'll do this when I'm back on your show in a couple weeks, for, you know, 9/11, the anniversary is coming up here in about 3 weeks, and for those who can't make it to New York or who can't go out to a local rally or who just want to get involved but don't know what to do, I want to just announce Operation Phone Mob. So I think on 9/11, it's a Thursday. Details will be posted at markdice.com. I'll email that out to everybody. I think that we need to get hundreds of people to call into the radio talk shows on that day, and let's get every single phone call to be one of us. Let's address the issues. Let's use this as an opportunity.
What do you think of Corsi? I mean, this is becoming a big issue.
You know, there was some crosstalk there between him and Combs, but he said, I don't know if people made it out, that he said he's never written anything in support of the 9/11 truth movement. So he's in a rough position, but again, he's got a lot of responsibility. He probably knows the truth.
Yeah, he's the darling of the hardcore neocons, and then he's saying he's looking at evidence of inside job, and they're saying he's delusional about the North American Union.
You know what it is? It's almost like when Ron Paul was initially interviewed by student scholars and he said he would support a new investigation, although he didn't believe that it would really tell the truth. And then he'd even have to backpedal from that position when he got bigger. Well, of course, he was able to come on your show, talk about Thermite. But now that he's the New York Times number one bestseller and he's on all these shows, it's time to back off a bit because 9/11 truth is just still too hot for some people.
Oh, yeah, they all know. They all know, every single one of them.
His book's already a bestseller. At this point, I think he has nothing to lose. He should just come out hard-hitting and just state the facts. You know, I understand that his publisher is trying to backpedal and protect their financial net.
Well, I mean, he's always asking to come on the show because he knows my audience, with a few other shows, can push it up the New York Times bestseller list. And I think his book's important. And, you know, he's being attacked for saying it's disinfo. No, they're not attacking him on the book itself. They're attacking him on North American Union or 9/11. And so that's another issue. Why aren't they attacking him on the issues the book covers, Bernie?
Well, I mean, they got some minute errors in there, and they blow them out of proportion for the book. But like you said, they don't want to address the main stuff. I mean, he does get in the SPP right after the discussion about you on Hannity and Combs, you know, Securities and Prosperity's partnership. So the guy's obviously very, very smart. He's very, very hip to what this movement's doing. I do hope he comes out a little stronger for 9/11 truth. I don't expect it. His words can't be taken back. That interview with you is monumental and should be played all over the place. I mean, let's be honest. Without 9/11 truth, we're never going to take this country back.
They're going to keep staging more.
Yeah, and he can vote for Chuck Baldwin all he wants. It's not going to help us. And Chuck Baldwin is an admitted 9/11 truther. He knows all about the New World Order. So,
Nexus point.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. Dr. Corsi denies 9/11 truth but supports 9/11 truth candidate. Hey, Mark Dice, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem.
Good to have you here. We'll have you back up in 2 weeks, week and a half. There he goes, great guy. Mark Dice, resistancemanifesto.com, markdice.com. My website's infowars.com, Burmese's is burmy.com. We'll be right back with Derek and the whole crew. Stay with us. Oh, and we have a reporter.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have Professor Francis A. Boyle joining us in about 5 minutes. By the way, I'm on in Toronto tonight for an hour with Richard Serra. I'm going to plug that for listeners who want to hear that. Francis Boyle with huge anthrax news in T-minus 5 minutes. Finishing up with Jason Burmes. His new film, Fabled Enemies, coming out in 10 days. See it at PrisonPlanet.tv first. Pre-order the DVD now. Ships out September 1st. Going to Shane Geiger, who I appreciate holding. Shane just popped by and said, can I say I'm an InfoWars freelance reporter? We said, sure. They called and checked with NIST that he really was going. They had their little meeting. He got his question out, and they shut him down. So just giving some background, Shane Geiger, tell listeners what happened, where this was, how you got the question in, and what happened.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's a pleasure. I was basically making some statements that were backed up. I mean, this is fact. I was just stating what had been in the Twin Towers report. I stated some things about the back and forth between the Stephen Jones camp and NIST. Stephen Jones did a Data Quality Assurance Act request. And NIST replied back in September of 2007 stating that they are unable to provide a full explanation of the total collapse. And they also stated that they did not conduct tests for explosive residue.
Yeah, they won't do mathematical equations. They'll just show us video computer composites that any 14-year-old with a case of Hot Pockets and Jolt Cola could make.
Right, so this should sound very familiar to NIST because you know they were involved in this back and forth, and yet this was at the point in my questioning where I was basically shut down. And I had a few other things I tried to get out after that. I'm very interested in the scientific method being applied to the research of all the 9/11 truthers and you know, the other people who are looking.
Well,
at
describe
the World
Trade where
Center.
This was, how you were able to get this out. I mean, tell us the locale. Tell us what it was like. Tell us, you know, you were there.
Yeah, we were in this 11-story nondescript building on the NIST campus. Glad it didn't collapse on us. It probably would have collapsed in about 2 or 3 seconds.
Well, if somebody would have put a big lighter up against it, it would have to steel column. It's
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, it was just kind of surreal. I was there among reporters from the AP, New York Times, Fox, the ZDF, which is the second station in Germany. I was actually talking after the event with somebody who's involved in the making of the third tower. So he's working with Mike Rudin of the BBC. So I got a lot of it was really great to get some media contacts. Thanks so much for that, Alex. And I was surrounded by all these people who you know, obviously have a, you know, an axe to grind. You know, these people were sort of you know, standoffish you know, was not really a friendly environment. In fact, I think it was somewhat telling that that as soon as I started you know, calling NIST on these bare assertions, the lights actually went out in the room. So it, I mean, felt a little unfriendly from that second on, and the microphone started moving away from me as I was, you know, this was just totally ridiculous. You know, I travel halfway across the country to ask questions, and I have to show up under the pretext of being a reporter when it's not enough to be a concerned U.S. citizen to show up here.
Well,
you know,
well, you are an InfoWars reporter, and you did a great job. Now, Burmese,
yes,
you've been
you.
Analyzing this. You've seen what happened. They're also backing away from their lie, because we have the video. The front of the building has some windows knocked out, but they say in their report a third of the building knocked out in the front.
That's the south face, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
The south face of the building, and we have the videos where there's a few windows blown out, but we obviously see the guy walk into the building and then go up the escalator into the main lobby. So there's not, well, I believe what they said was a quarter of the building or somewhere between 10 and 12 stories scooped out of the building. Well, their new model has no scoop out, and they don't
So the new lies for old.
Yeah, yeah. There's no scoop out. They don't even mention the quote-unquote scoop out, so they've retracted that statement. Now they're also saying it wasn't the fuel oil tanks. And they're also saying it's unbelievable what this actually comes clean.
Was it the Keebler Elves?
Well, they're saying that although no other building has even come close to this kind of structural damage, I guess, from hundreds of degrees less than known fires, that's what did it. It was the thermal expansion of columns located near the center of the building. They're also claiming that that's why the rooftop, the line, falls first. Okay, and then they say the facade falls with it. Now, they say in the very beginning that they did test for explosives, but later, in the press conference, they backtracked, and Shane, I believe, is the one that talked about this. They backtracked and said, oh, well, we never even considered thermite. It's just such a ludicrous hypothesis that we never tested for it.
Of course, the NIST guys all happen to be top experts in explosive thermite when no one else is. It just so happens they're top experts.
Yeah, and, you know, again, the molten metal is never addressed. It's not addressed in this. And now they're making it into a standards issue and saying that skyscrapers need to reevaluate how they've been built. I mean, it's a total lie. I mean,
plus this thing had a special bunker built inside of it to withstand nuclear attacks, but it magically, you put a big lighter to it, it just collapsed.
Hey, you know what's really upsetting is that, again, this was New York's number one spook house, located in the center of Manhattan, largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia. FBI, largest secret service office in the world.
Armored bunker and...
And the Office of Emergency Management.
But now if a building has a small fire, yeah, it's falling. I mean, it's over.
Well, the Office of Emergency Management was also hooked into the Pentagon 24/7. We show that in Fabled Enemies. And it had blueprints of every single building in New York City. And in Fabled Enemies, we show you how immediately after the building collapsed, the FBI set up teams with binoculars watching the rescue workers to make sure they didn't take anything out of that building that was incriminating.
Now, Jason, I want you to set up InfoWars reporter Shane Geiger for 30 minutes tomorrow. You're sitting in for me as I get ready to go to Denver. We need to go to Professor Francis A. Boyle here in just a moment. Do we have him? Okay, good. I don't want to make him hold anymore. We just got overbooked today, and his information is so important. Shane, let me set you up, because you went to this NIST report, for 30 minutes tomorrow, at least with Jason. So let me have Trey and Jason right now, call you, and get that set up. Thank you, Jason Burmes, for that information.
Thank you.
All right, this is a very, very serious issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I was screwing around earlier here in the studio, but Jason's about to leave town. Been with us for 5 months, and we're just having some fun. Very, very dark times, very, very serious things that we are dealing with here. Thank you, Shane Geiger. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It was a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. We can go through it all tomorrow with people. Okay, so for the next 45 minutes, I am very honored. We're going to skip a few of the breaks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners because this is too important information and the time we have left. If I went over Professor Boyle's bio, it would take hours, but he's written international weapons, bioweapons conventions. He's been a top-level analyst for the federal government in that capacity. It just goes on and on with his lengthy bio. And last time he was on with us, I guess about a year and a half ago, an article that Steve Watson wrote about it was published in scores of newspapers and one of the largest magazines in the country and some foreign newspapers as well, dealing with the fact that he was saying the anthrax was an inside job. Now I've got my mother-in-law that doesn't even believe my show calling up thinking the government did it. She'll be put on the list now, I'm sure. Now I've got just all over everyone saying it's complete bull. Mainstream media is saying it's complete bull. You look at the whole story. They grab this other patsy, put him in the hospital, murdering, clearly, then say that he was always who they knew did it while they persecuted Stephen Hatfield. We have this other guy, Dr. Philip Zach, breaking in to the bioweapons lab when he didn't even work there, not getting in trouble, still at another bioweapons lab. It's the most weaponized U.S. anthrax ever seen. The FBI destroys the original samples so that it can't be proven, and so they can claim that this Dr. Ivins cooked it up in his bathtub or in a basement. Just the miniaturization process takes over $100 million worth of equipment. It's the size of a gymnasium. It just goes on and on, but we have a bioweapons expert on with us. Sir, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but we're about to break. Will you give us some of your background, though, and your expertise on this and your bold stance a year and a half ago that's now being echoed by people at Fort Detrick saying Ivins couldn't have done this, and, you know, as the plot really thickens and as their cover-up implodes?
Right. Well, the day the technology on the Daschle letter was revealed in the New York Times, I immediately called Marion Spike Bowman, who is a high-level counterintelligence official at the FBI, and in fact, it turns out, was also the person who spiked the FBI's warrant for the Massawi computer. But that's another issue.
But before we go, tell folks who you are.
I'm getting to that. He knew me because I had drafted the United States Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. That legislation was the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. And Mr. Bowman and I had met each other at a terrorism conference at the University of Michigan Law School. In any event, I told Mr. Bowman, this was in October of 2001, that the only people who had the capability to do this would be those individuals working at either United States government labs or private contractors and things of this nature, and that it obviously seemed to me this was U.S. government related. He took the information down and said he would pass it on to the appropriate people handling the investigation. I hung up. And then it occurred to me that I had a complete list of who all these people were and what these labs were, going back to my work on the getting the legislation through.
Absolutely. So, we're gonna skip this break for stations out there and then just come right back into the main segment in 4 minutes with our guest, a really top bioweapons expert, helped write some of the major international treaties for the United States, Francis A. Boyle. And we are continuing skipping this break.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Francis Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. He's a graduate of the University of Chicago and Harvard Law School. He's also received a PhD in political science from Harvard University. And he has... just had a bio, it's too long to go over, but he's written international bioweapons conventions for the federal government, advised Congress, written some of the biggest publications out there. The list just goes on and on. He's currently a member of the Nobel Prize for Governor George H. Ryan Committee. Okay, continuing, sir, with the FBI covering up this evidence, covering up the original Ames strain, destroying them. Then they find other samples that other people had that they gave them. They destroy it immediately. You're saying crimes, obstruction of justice. Why are they covering it up? Well, then we have the White House on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. Weeks before the anthrax letters show up, admitting that arrogantly, we have political enemies of the Bushes getting it. They use it as a smokescreen to pass the Patriot Act. They're pressuring the FBI, now public, ordering them to say Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA did it. I mean, this is the most open and shut case ever for the federal government, criminal elements of it, launching the anthrax attack. Then you have the cover-up, the patsies. I mean, break that down for us.
Yeah, I think it's all clear. The first weekend in November, I went out to Harvard, where I was running a workshop on biological weapons, and I publicly stated at the time that, in my opinion, my professional opinion, it was either elements of the United States government itself or contractors working for the United States government that was behind the anthrax attack. And my colleague at the time, Professor Jonathan King of MIT, who runs their, who's a microbiologist and runs their electron microscope lab, independently said the exact same thing I did. And I gave interviews on Fox and the BBC and Pacifica saying this, the first week in November. So it's been very clear, and the reason is that for the FBI cover-up, it would lead back to a secret, covert, illegal, and criminal offensive biological weapons program involving anthrax. And I say it's criminal because I was the person who drafted the statute making it a crime. That's what's going on here. That's why all the lying and covering it up all along, and they're still doing it today. If you read the investigation, the press conference they heard earlier this week by the FBI, it does not add up at all. If you read the article in today's New York Times, it doesn't add up. Indeed, it appears from today's New York Times, the FBI, for example, then set the investigation up by scientists in such a way that no one knew exactly what they were doing and could not communicate with anyone else and only communicated with the FBI and only looked at samples provided to them by the FBI and had to take on good faith from the FBI what the samples were. So you have the case where the FBI completely controlled, dominated the scientific investigation, including the timing.
Well, Dr. Boyle, I want to go through that and as best we can piece together who exactly did it and why they did it. But when the mainline public on the street at coffee shops are saying, can you believe the government launched the anthrax attack? They're in trouble. I mean, the word's out the White House was on the drug that fights it. The word's out it went to their enemies. The word's out they set this last guy up. I mean, I think we have a crisis of confidence here. Do you think the FBI knows just how ridiculous they look right now?
Well, Alex, I think the important issue to realize now is this. The FBI has been lying and covering up on this at least since the time I called Bowman. But there is today in existence a stockpile of super weapons grade anthrax that is under the control of the original perpetrators of the anthrax attacks of October 2001. And that stockpile can and will be used again when their masters decide that it would be politically convenient to scare and terrorize the American people.
All right, we're going to skip this break, too. Hold on. I just want stations to know that. InfoWars.com listeners, we're going to continue. Everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Got to tune over to InfoWars.com. Here we go with Dr. Francis Boyle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Dr. Francis Boyle, one of the former top bioweapons experts for the federal government, helped write some of the major bioweapons conventions internationally for the United States. Day one, he tried to help with the investigation and found out who was really behind it. These are hardcore killers. And they'll do anything to scare you into submission after their little event they pulled off on 9/11. They weren't done. They launched their anthrax attack. And they did their dark winter scenario a few years before that, congressionally funded drill of massive anthrax spraying in Texas, in Oklahoma, and martial law being declared. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, they got private contractors ready to spray it on your cities, and then they'll grab some guy with a beard and put him on TV and say he did it. It might even be a hologram. I mean, these guys are just, there's no end to what they'll do. And Dr. Boyle is our guest. During the last segment, you just started calling for a congressional investigation. The country's being held hostage by the real terrorist. You've got the floor. I'd like you to talk more about that and then go back into evidence because it's so voluminous. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Right. Well, we need hearings along the lines of what we had in the Watergate hearings under President Nixon, where we have open public hearings by a joint committee of Congress, because this attack was designed to set shut Congress down, and to which it did. It succeeded, to the best of my knowledge, the first time in the history of our republic where Congress was actually shut down and rendered inoperative. The House went out of business The Senate said it would stay in session, but with the House out of business, you can't do business. So this is a political crime of the first magnitude. The Supreme Court as well also shut down, and the media were attacked, our fourth estate. Of course, the presidency and the executive branch was not attacked. I leave that to you to, you know, figure it out, but we do know the White House was on Cipro. So that's really what we need, and maybe if there are open public hearings by Congress, you know, people put under oath with subpoena power, members of Congress then might feel some protection from further threats by the people currently under control of the anthrax. You also have to tie into this the large numbers of dead microbiologists that have appeared since around the summer before these events, when the New York Times revealed the existence of the covert anthrax weapons programs run by the CIA and Battelle. And that, too, is in the public record.
And, yeah, those
you know, the list keeps going. Ivins is only the latest dead microbiologist. So you are correct. These culprits are playing for keeps. They are prepared to kill people. They've tried to kill people. I think they have killed people.
Well, there's no doubt under PDD 51, the continuity of government system has taken over the government. Congress knows they were hit by a biological attack from the executive branch and the shadow government controlled by foreign agencies, foreign intelligence operations, British and Israeli predominantly. And they have now bullied the media and the Congress into full submission. They are hopping mad at the Russians for not submitting. God knows what they'll pull on them now. And we are completely controlled by megalomaniacs who have limitless will, dark will, to do God knows what. Mr. Boyle, I mean, I can't imagine a more nightmare scenario. And it's so transparent because they want it to be transparent, don't they?
Well, I think it's transparent for people who are really following what's going on and adding it up. But I don't think for the vast majority of the American people. I do think you are correct in your analysis that the presidential doctrine for continuity of government was put into effect on September 11th, and it's still in operation today. And that we do have, in fact, this secret government that, you know, is really running things behind the scenes. Probably Cheney is in charge of it. And so there are really two governments out there. And that can account for a lot of anomalies. For example, what happened at the Minot Air Force Base with the nuclear cruise missiles. That decision to deploy those nuclear cruise missiles had to come directly from a chain of command. It was not a mistake. And with the continuity of government, then there are now two chains of command. So I think you can add up a lot of things by realizing that, you know, there's the open government and then there's the COG in operation. Right.
Professor Boyle, a lot of people that don't understand history or the way subterfuge works, they wonder why you're alive, why I'm alive, why so many others are alive if this is all true. And I would just say it's because they don't want to validate what we've said. They don't want to put a underline our words. They don't want to highlight what we've said and done. But I do feel the wings of death flapping about. I've been threatened. I've had all sorts of other stuff happen. A lot of other people have been killed, so it's not a joke to me. But I just thank my lucky stars, thank God every day I'm still here. But, I mean, what's your take on why other whistleblowers and other prominent people are still alive? If these guys are such murderers and such killers, why they haven't come after us?
Well, Dr. Ivins is not alive. He joins the growing list of microbiologists who are now dead. I can't recall the last time I looked at that list, but it was somewhere in the area of 15 to 20 microbiologists have died.
It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, maybe 20 or something like that.
Well,
I haven't looked at it
if you look at it globally, it's like 20 in the U.S., being shot in the back of the head,
right.
Being tortured to death, being drowned. It's hundreds worldwide.
Right. So, they are, I think, disposing of people who, you know, directly know what's going on. I know, you know, Senator Wellstone disappeared too. I take it the reason others are around is that they don't really care. They have all the levers of power there.
No, they're actually glad we're here saying they control the Congress and murder whoever they want. They enjoy it. And all the big gorillas that work in Army intelligence think it's real funny. They love their cocaine money. They love their houses in Maui. They love butchering this country wide open. Good job, guys. Please continue, Dr. Boyle.
Well, I don't think they think we're very effective one way or the other. Otherwise, they would take us out, sure.
It's just so, and they're just looting everything. This is only one little area of crimes they're committing. I mean, I look at it, Doctor. They are just raping the country, the world, end to end. And then I just can't believe we've gone this bad. Do you ever pinch yourself when you're seeing these type of things happen?
Well, you know, it could be the twilight of the American Republic. I hate to say that. You know, I've been a lawyer since January 10, 1977, taking an oath to uphold the constitutional laws of the United States, as my father was before me. And it could be we're at the end of the line here for democracy in America.
That's right. You're a top constitutional law scholar as well. We just can't cover all of your illustrious background. Let's go over more of the evidence, more areas with the curious case of Dr. Ivins. I mean, the media, you notice, it was so hard to find that he died in government custody. And then supposedly he gets these pills while locked up when he was about to be released. And then this doctor that said he was crazy and said all these things turns out is a literal PCP head who isn't even a doctor and is some kind of stoolie bird. I mean, it's just getting shoddier and shoddier.
It is. I mean, if you just read any of the accounts, I mean, now surprisingly you even have people in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, experts, microbiologists, former biowarfare people saying they don't believe Ivins did it. That's correct. That's how flimsy the cover-up has become. Again, just read today's New York Times. The more facts come out, the harder it comes to explain any of these things.
Why did they rush out?
I really
out?
Don't know what to say.
Why did they rush out and grabbed Ivins and killed him and then made the ridiculous story up about, oh, he's been our main suspect for 4 years, when just a year ago they were saying the only suspect was Hatfield? I mean, is that a total contempt for the public's memory, or what is that?
I think so. I think I don't know if Ivins was killed one way or the other.
Oh, man.
You know, they first blamed it on Hatfield, knowing he wasn't responsible, but that could stall and delay everything for a long time and see if they could get Hatfield to crack up, and he didn't. He fought back. Ivins, so then they moved to him, and, you know, they got him to crack up, and either, you know, he was off by himself or, you know, we still don't know the circumstances one way or the other. So now they have a dead man, and dead man tells no tales, so they just pin it on the dead man, the dead microbiologist.
Yeah, it's easy. They have a dead defendant. Talking about the FBI, I mean, they've always been hooked in with the mafia since their conception during Prohibition being paid off. So from their zenith, or really birth, I should say, from their genesis, they have been mobsters. Now, I mean, I've seen the FBI out on the streets and places. They're really scary people. I mean, do you think the average FBI agent really understands they're working for basically a Gestapo organization?
Well, actually, Mr. Swearingen, who had been an FBI agent and retired and was decorated, wrote a book on the FBI and called it the American Gestapo repeatedly. He was a veteran FBI agent. I think that is correct. The last time we discussed the matter, I think I told you that two FBI agents, well, an agent for the FBI and another for the FBI CIA Joint Terrorism Task Force, showed up at my office, interrogated me for an hour, tried to get me to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients, which would have violated their constitutional rights and my ethical obligations as an attorney. Of course, I refused to become an informant for the FBI, But I did tell them that I was trying to cooperate with the FBI on the anthrax investigation, and told them of, you know, my phone calls there to Mr. Bowman to try to do something on the anthrax investigation. And then the FBI, CIA went out and put me on all the United States government's terrorist watch lists, every one of them. My lawyer says there are five or six of them, and as far as he could figure out, I'm on all of them. So that gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on here, that one guy trying to help unravel the anthrax investigation gets put on the terrorist watch list.
Well, you know, I know it's all about power and who wins, but there's no doubt that I'm trying to defend this country, what's left of it. So are you. And, you know, guys, we don't expect you to quit the FBI or even stand up for the country, but at least you can passively not join the evil. I mean, is it that much fun to destroy America? I mean, I don't understand the enjoyment. Where do they find these people?
Well, there were, we have to remember, there were some good, solid FBI people there up in Minneapolis trying to get that warrant.
But notice they're always off in a field office. I understand it's compartmentalized. Yeah.
Right. But they tried, those in the field, Crowley and the rest of them, tried very hard to get that warrant into Moussaoui's computer that very well could have unraveled 9/11. And that was killed by Marion Spike Bowman, who was the same guy I was dealing with in good faith.
And then, by the way, the FBI agents that blocked the anthrax and the 9/11 investigation even before, they all got record cash bonuses, and those that tried to stop the attacks, they got demoted.
Right. The people who were in charge of the cover-ups on both 9/11 and the anthrax have all been promoted, which indicates they've done what their masters wanted them to do. And I think the reason why, you know, eventually, if we can unravel who was behind the anthrax attacks, we're going to find out who really was behind 9/11.
Well, I know,
and
you have a lot of...
That's why they're so, you know, they're so desperate to cover everything up and lie about it.
I know you have a lot of gravitas, sir, so you like to be very careful what you say, but do you think a person of interest needs to be looked at as this Philip Zack person, or is he another red herring?
I really don't know much about Mr. Zack, just what I've read in the public record, but certainly at the top of everyone's list should be Mr. Patrick, who did this type of work for the CIA, and Ken Allebeck, who did this type of work for the Soviet Union. Indeed, Allebeck has made statements in the public that are inconsistent and simply not true. Allebeck was brought over here by the CIA, so he's on their payroll, and Patrick was on the payroll. So I would, you know, certainly identify them as the top of the
list. That's right. Allebeck wrote about and was over a accidental release, remember, in the Soviet Union on that... was it the Kamchatka Peninsula?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, Sverdlovsk, which is in central Russia. But
what was the other
you have
one
to understand
on?
That it's just not Fort Detrick here that could have done this. The culture, from what I can see, came from Fort Detrick. But again, assuming any of this information coming out is correct, 25% of it came from Fort Detrick, and 75% of it came from the Dugway Proving Ground run by the Army, mm-hmm. and with the CIA and Battelle working there. So my guess is that the culture itself came from Fort Detrick, and then it was shipped out to Dugway to be weaponized. That is to turn it into a trillion spores per gram, the aerosolization, the adding it on the silica covering, which involved nanotechnology, and then the electrostatic charges.
How ridiculous is it?
I believe it was weaponized at Dugway. I don't believe it was weaponized at Fort Detrick per se.
How ridiculous is it for them to...
So we have a team of people here working on this. It's not simply a question of one or two or three people.
And that's why we have all these big top bioweapon scientists saying, you're claiming that Ivins was able to make this in his basement, that he was able to get something and then weaponize it. You know, they're saying that's ridiculous because they know what it takes, don't they?
Sure, it's completely preposterous. Even Mr. Spurzel, who used to head up Fort Detrick, said it can't be done. So, I think most of the scientists involved in the investigation, like me, probably assumed the FBI was dealing with them in good faith, but that simply isn't the case.
No. Has this changed your view of the world, you know, working on this case, seeing this and seeing how the federal government's been behaving?
No, not really. I'm 58 years old. I've seen, going back to the Kennedy assassination, the two Kennedy assassinations, and the King assassination. This doesn't surprise me at all.
I was just saying, because you said that you thought the FBI would do something, but I guess you weren't thinking they were involved. We're going to skip this break, too, with our guest. We'll be back in the final segment. The only place to listen to the behind the scenes is the Infowars.com stream. You got to go over to the site and click on that stream, folks.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Dr. Francis Boyle has a book out on the anthrax attacks, a scholarly detailed book that everyone needs to get out to their friends and family. This is life and death. We don't expose these people. They're going to use terror attacks to completely overthrow the country and have a continuity of government system that even dominates Congress. Hell, Bush has even taken authority away from Homeland Security to himself. It's unprecedented dark times, and I don't take pleasure fighting these people. I know. I mean, it is. I don't even have fear. I just know, man, this is serious. I don't like messing with these people, but I have to. You can't give in to them. And, Dr. Boyle, we just commend you. The old 5,000-year-old system of sacrificing pawns, going back to, being invented in India, Generals will sacrifice 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 troops to draw an enemy in over a ridge, thinking it's a larger force to then have their army behind the hill crush them, knowing it's going to kill their own force. In archery training, it's not just in the movie Braveheart, but it's historical cases of where different armies in Japan, in Europe proper, in Africa, you know, would the Egyptians would fire on their own troops to kill some of the other troops. That's an idea. Collateral damage. And it's nothing to the war planners running our country for the big banks to mail out some anthrax and kill some people. It's nothing for them to kill kids now, to kill 1.2 million Iraqis, as I said. And we better realize that what's done to the Iraqis will be done to us. You reap what you sow. Dr. Boyle, can you speak to that idea and then plug your book?
Well, sure. I went to the University of Chicago with all these neoconservatives. Wolfowitz was there, Chalabi, Khalilzad, Chomsky, all the rest of them. They were getting their PhDs, and I was getting my undergraduate degree, later got my PhD from Harvard. I went through the exact same program that produced all these neocons, the political science department, Leo Strauss, the godfather of the neocons. His mentor and sponsor in Germany was Professor Carl Schmitt, who went on to become the most notorious Nazi law professor of that benighted era and justified every hideous atrocity the Nazis inflicted on anyone, including the Jews.
And now his grandchildren are Alberto Gonzalez and the current Attorney General Mukasey and John Yoo.
That's correct. That we have to understand, Alex, that and they tried to train me to become one of these people. And
don't you have the special PhD? They only give one a year from Harvard. Don't you have the Kissinger PhD?
Yeah, I went through the same program that Kissinger did. Indeed, at the Center for International Affairs, they gave me Kissinger's old office. His file cabinets were sitting there when I moved in. But the point is, we have to understand these neoconservatives, then, are in fact neo-Nazis. And this is a neo-Nazi mentality that has taken over our government. And these are the people making these decisions. And that then gets back to why they have no problem unleashing an anthrax attack on the American people in Congress. Indeed, they're anti-democratic.
Professor Boyle, I can go into overdrive on this radio show, but I don't want to keep you. The show's over in 1 minute, but I want to extend the show for 10 minutes commercial-free just for the Internet streams, but that's hundreds of thousands listening on the Internet and tens of thousands later spread out on video. Can you do 10 more minutes right now just so you can finish this statement?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go into overdrive. I want to thank the Genesis Network and all the affiliates. If you go to Infowars.com, only on those audio streams, and PrisonPlanet.tv on the video, we're going to continue with an addendum, not just the anthrax attacks, but who they are, the mindset that allows them to engage in this type of behavior. And so, again, you need to go to one place, Infowars.com, to click on those streams right now. With Dr. Boyle. Don't forget my new film, Fabled Enemies, that I produced, that Jason Burmes has directed. You can pre-order it now. It comes out in 10 days, Infowars.com as well. Great job, everybody. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day